Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and we're really happy to have you out there listening, and presume you are. Otherwise, I'm doing this for nothing. Well, worse things have happened. This way I get to listen to my own music, which has always been a really positive thing for me, because as I'm going through my computer and playing my favorite songs, I'm discovering songs I didn't even know were there that I think are, yeah, pretty good, and I like them. So this has been an interesting experience for me. So on, I'll go here with, well, it's it doesn't have an actual name. It just says Francis Excerpt by Francis Sembagare. And then there's All My Stuff by George Carlin. And then I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by Friend and Fellow. Yeah, that was a U2 cover that I liked. And, well, I hope to share it with you. So here goes all that now.
This is my office over here. Let's face it, if this is my job, this must be my office. Looks like an office to me. Got me a little desk here. Kind of nice desk. And a chair. The chair goes with the desk, of course. You could sit on the chair at the desk if you like, making them a set. Or you can use the chair as an occasional piece. Which is nice to have in the office, I always say. Oh, yeah. Actually, this is just a place for my stuff, you know? That's all, a little place for my stuff. That's all I want. That's all you need in life is a little place for your stuff, you know? I can see it on your table. Everybody's got a little place for their stuff. This is my stuff. That's your stuff. That'll be his stuff over there. That's all you need in life, a little place for your stuff. That's all your house is, a place to keep your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. A house is just a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You can see that when you're taking off in an airplane. You look down, you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. All the little piles of stuff. And when you leave your house, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They never bother with that crap you're saving. All they want is the shiny stuff. That's what your house is, a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Sometimes you gotta move, gotta get a bigger house. Why? No room for your stuff anymore. Do you ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why. No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the goddamn place. And if you stay overnight, unexpectedly, they give you a little bedroom to sleep in. Bedroom they haven't used in about 11 years. Someone died in it 11 years ago. And they haven't moved any of his stuff. Right next to the bed, there's usually a dresser or a bureau of some kind, and there's no room for your stuff on it. Somebody else's is on the dresser. Sometimes you leave your house to go on vacation, and you gotta take some of your stuff with you. Gotta take about 2 big suitcases full of stuff. When you go on vacation, you gotta take a smaller version of your house. It's the second version of your stuff. And you're gonna fly all the way to Honolulu. Gonna go across the continent, across half an ocean to Honolulu. You get down to the hotel room in Honolulu, and you open up your suitcase and you put away all your stuff. There's lots of places in the hotel room to put your stuff. Here's a place here, put a little bit of stuff there, put some stuff here, put some stuff. You put your stuff there, I'll put some stuff. Here's another place for stuff. Look at this, I'll put some stuff here. And even though you're far away from home, you start to get used to it, you start to feel okay, because after all, you do have some of your stuff with you. That's when your friend calls up from Maui and says, hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend and spend a couple of nights over here? Oh, no. Now what do I pack? Right, you've got to pack an even smaller version of your stuff. The third version of your house. Just enough stuff to take to Maui for a couple of days. You get over to Maui, I mean, you're really getting extended now when you think about it. You got stuff all the way back on the mainland. You got stuff on another island. You got stuff on this island. I mean, supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. You get over to your friend's house on Maui, and he gives you a little place to sleep, a little bed right next to it, a windowsill or something. You put some of your stuff up there. You put your stuff up there. You got your Visine. You got your nail clippers, and you put everything up. It takes about an hour and a half, but after a while, you finally feel okay. Say, all right, I got my nail clippers. I must be okay. That's when your friend says, hey, I think tonight we'll go over the other side of the island, visit a pal of mine, and maybe stay over. Oh, no. Now what do you pack? Right, you gotta pack an even smaller version of your stuff. The fourth version of your house. Only the stuff you know you're gonna need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, hanky, pen, smoked, rubber, and change. Well, only the stuff you hope you're gonna need.
warm, bleed into warm. You know I'm surrounded, broke the bonds, lose the chains, carry the cross in my shame, in my shame. You know I believe it, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I'm still haven't found what I'm. What I'm looking for, what I'm looking for.
I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by Friend and Fellow. Before that, we heard All My Stuff by George Carlin, and we started out with a Francis excerpt from Francis Sambagare. Why don't people get names like Smith and Jones? Anyway, make it easier to pronounce. Well, that's my problem, I guess. Anyway, on we go with Effentanz, Opus 39, the Translucent Ludmani, by Gautier Capuchin, Douglas Boyd, and the Orchestra de, oh, I have to do my cursor here, de Chambre de Paris. Whew, that was a long one. Anyway. So that's what you're going to hear now. Yeah, I think that's all. Oh, no, I was wrong. You're going to hear lots more. You're going to hear No, You're Not Broken by Gene Parsons and Meridian Green, who lived in Mendocino, at least while I was there and lived there. And Mad World by Gary Jules. Thank you.
places, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
That's the end of that. Okay, so that was Mad World by Gary Jules. And before that we heard No, You're Not Broken by Gene Parsons and Meridian Green, who were kind of the toast of the town in Mendocino, California. They're quite nice people. And we had Elfantons, Opus 39 by Gautier Capuchin. Douglas Boyd, Orchestra de Chambre de Paris. Yeah, that chambre gets you every time. Anyway, what's up next? I'm just in case you didn't know, and probably don't care, but nevertheless, I'm going to tell you. I'm playing my favorite songs from my computer, and I'm up to, I think I'm up to what? E, yeah, coming started, because I started with Z or Z and worked my way up. And so I'm almost done. I might finish by the time the year's out. You never know. Could happen. Anyway, we're going to have Last Will and Temperament, about to be Boot to the Head by the Frantics. And then My Angel Rocks Back and Forth by Quartet, and let's see, we're going to have another one? Yes, we are. When Will I Be Loved by the Everly Brothers? Why, that goes back to my youth. So anyway, here goes Last Will and Testament. Temperament. Oh, sorry, it didn't play, please.
As the executor of Mr. Muldoon's estate, I have been empowered to read Mr. Muldoon's last will and testament.
Well, get on with it. The bar's open soon.
Oh, poor dear Arthur!
Oh, there, there, Jenny.
God, how predictably boring.
I never worked for a kinder man.
If we are all seated, I shall proceed with the reading.
I knew it.
I, Arthur Durham Muldoon, being of sound mind and body...
That's a laugh.
...do hereby divide up my considerable estate as follows. To my overly emotional sister, Jenny...
Jenny, darling, he's talking about us.
Oh.
...who grubbed with her husband, Hank, grubbed for everything they could get from me, and then cried crocodile tears when I needed sympathy.
What?
To Jenny, I leave a boot to the head.
A what?
Jenny, are you okay?
And another boot to her wimpy husband, Hank.
Ow! This is an outrage.
But still, you are my sister. You have both admired my Rolls Royce, and since I no longer need it...
Oh, dear Arthur, he's too kind.
I bequeath another boot to the head.
What? Ow!
And one more for the win.
Ow!
Next to my alcoholic brother...
Hey, I don't want no boot to the head.
To dear Hedge, who has never worked a day in his drunken life...
I'm covering up my head.
I leave my wine cellar and three crates of my finest whiskey.
Really?
And a boot to the head.
Oh!
And another for Jenny in the wind.
Oh!
Next, to my know-it-all nephew, Ralston...
This is so predictable.
I leave a boot to the head.
Oh, I knew it.
And one for Jenny in the wind. This takes care of family obligations. And now to Mrs. Mulroy.
Oh, I don't want nothing.
Who took care of me faithfully these many, many years. Who cared, made me laugh, brought me tea.
Oh, I didn't mind.
To Mrs. Mulroy, I bequeath a boot to the head.
Oh!
And one for Jenny and the wimp.
Ah! Oh!
And so to my cat Mittens, I leave my entire vast... boot to the head. And finally, to my lawyer, who has helped me on this will, I leave not a boot to the head, but a rabid Tasmanian devil to be placed in his trousers. And I leave my entire estate of $10 million to the people of Calgary so they can afford to move somewhere decent.
That's it?
That's disgraceful. Yeah, okay.
There's one last thing for everyone.
Cover your heads, everybody.
I leave everyone a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. That's all?
That's all.
Well, what flavor is it?
Boot to the head.
Good harmony. Yeah, you know, the songs were kind of cheesy, but hey, those were the times. But their harmonies were quite nice. Anyway, we heard When Will I Be Loved by the Everly Brothers, and My Angel Rocks Back and Forth by the Fortet. Okay, is it Fortet? Yes, it is. And Last Will and Temperament, Boot to the Head by the Frantics. And we'll go on now with some more tracks from my favorites off my computer, which is, I don't even know how many. I have to ask how many tracks are on a computer. There's probably close to 10,000, but I don't know. I'm sure there must be a way to find out. But anyway, next will be Let Me Let Your Heart Hold Fast by Fort Atlantic. And Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And Lonesome Valley by the Fairfield Four. So take it away, folks.
All my days are spent, all my cards are dealt. Oh, the desolation grows. Every inch revealed as my heart is pierced. Oh, my soul is now exposed. In the oceans deep, in the canyon steep, walls of all my desperate calls echo off the walls, back and forth, then back again. To believe I walk alone is a lie. For this soon shall pass, like the high tide takes the sand.
Her stuck still, no turning back. To go to the lonesome valley, forgiveness. Nobody else can ask him for you.
Lonesome Valley by the, Oh, there, Fairfield Four. And before that was Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And we started off with Let Your Heart Hold Fast by Fort Atlantic. We're going to finish up this hour with It's a Shame by First Aid Kit. Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Eva Cassidy. The late, great Eva Cassidy, and Marimba Mondo 2 by Ensemble G, I think it says, or Ensemble O, I think. Ooh, well, one of those anyway. So let's hear. It's a Shame.
Sometimes the night cuts through me like a knife. I know it's a shame. Thank you.
Marimba Mondo 2 by Ensemble Zero. And before that we heard Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Eva Cassidy. And we started the set with It's a Shame by the First Aid Kit. This is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chan Show. See you after the break.